Another video game adaptation, and it's animated. You thought I wasn't going to review this? Super Mario is literally one of the first games I played on console. If you haven't guessed yet, yes, it's a Super Mario Brothers movie review. Welcome. Welcome you. Now let's summarize this. With help from Princess Peach, Mario gets ready to square off against the all-powerful Bowser to stop his plans from conquering the world. With a rating of PG-13, psych? I wish. Can you imagine? It's rated PG. Let me stop playing. Runtime of 1 hour and 32 minutes. We have an animated action drama from Nintendo. Yay. May as well throw comedy in there as well. It's an animated film, so duh. We're just going to get right into it. The animation is vibrant and just beautiful to look at. I remember first seeing the trailer and just being captivated by the visuals alone. Clearly, aside from the nostalgia, it was already a lock for me to see anyway. And even with that, I stayed away from spoilers and any additional content because I like to go in fresh and it isn't really easy to do that these days. Thanks, social media. But now that that disclaimer is out of the way, I'm spoiling. No, I'm not going to, because I actually want you to go see it. So this review will be spoiler-free. Huge shout-out to Illumination for the animation. Just aesthetically beautiful. They've done a bunch of other films, like Despicable Me, The Minions, Sing, Secret Life of Pets, and a couple more. But they just lock in on that fluid, modern animation that's always so vibrant and crisp, and it doesn't look goofy. You know how some Pixar movies can look like, what is this? Like too, not too modern, but they just look very, this is so hard to describe. I don't even want to say too futuristic because they don't look too modern. They just look too refined for a cartoon. Like when it comes to animation and stuff, it has to have some grit to it and just the design of like the characters and everything alone. It was just very pleasing to see everything come to life as far as like primary, secondary, and tertiary characters too. Nintendo, just stay locked in with them. They really did a great job. It's just very fun to look at. Releasing this during spring break, Easter, Passover, and Ramadan. Whose idea was this? Because they knew exactly what they were doing. I went to a later show at the Alamo, of course. But there were still kids and parents in my theater, like, heavy. It wasn't like OD sold out type heavy, but it was a great number, especially for first week numbers. And a late show at that. I'm just like, yo, go to bed. But they don't have school in the morning, so that's not valid. But nothing too wild. The audience was pretty chill for the most part. And the other thing that's great about the Alamo is they have kid-friendly viewings where they are more lenient for noise and kids kidding. It's usually like during the day, matinee hours and everything. It's typically like when I'll take my niece and nephew to go see stuff. If not later, but you know, if you got noisy kids, they have a theater for you, literally. Aside from the immaculate release date, the movie's already breaking records. The highest grossing video game movie and animated film globally, with $377 million beating Sonic 2 and I believe Frozen 2 for animated film. It made about $146 million domestically, still beating Sonic 2. And mind you, this is just the first week. Very, very solid box office numbers and the biggest opening so far for 2023. The plot was basic, but what do we expect? I can't even go in how I want to, but still, not a difficult concept to grasp at all. Even for those who haven't experienced Mario, how we did coming up with the greatest platformer of all time. There's no debates. Please save it. I would say name a franchise more successful, but it's pointless. You literally in your heart know that there's nothing greater bigger, that has that mass global appeal. Feel free to go ahead and think about it. Throw it in the comments if you'd like to. I know people are going to try me, but it's okay. If you do it, it's fine. Just know Mario's the biggest. It's the big Mario, not the little one. Side note, luckily Peach isn't the typical damsel in distress here. And she does a bit more than expected. This is a plus, but it ain't her movie anyway. So all of those criticisms about Peach wasn't a big major key role and player. She was in her own way. And they could have done her way dirtier than they presented in the first movie. So she's there. She is definitely present in the film. I will say that. Oh, someone did ask if I felt weird seeing kids' movies alone. Grow up. No, I don't, because I'm an adult and I do what I want. Do kids go to movies alone with their briefcases and their bowler derbies? Like, what is going on? What world do we live in? Going to the movies alone in general is fun to me, and I'm very comfortable doing so. Thank you for asking. And trust me, you aren't the only one. And 9.9999999999 out of 10. Nobody cares. Take yourself out for self-care. That's going to be your assignment for this week. I don't even mind if you don't go see Super Mario. As long as you take yourself out somewhere, anywhere. Go get yourself some coffee. Go get some tea. Go get a frozen whatever because the weather's warming up and frozen stuff is coming back. But yeah, go do something by yourself. Outside by yourself. It's okay. You can do it. Now onto the performances. My favorite, hands down, is Jack Black as Bowser. He just murders the role. I'm not giving anything away. He's already eligible for an Oscar for the original song Peaches. And yeah, just know that. Other than that, I like Charlie Day as Luigi. As for Mario, clearly Charles Martinet was available as his voice is in the film. But yeah, Chris Pratt will forever give me Andy on Parks and Rec, no matter what role he's in. I just can't. Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach was cool. I thought that was a good fit for her. And Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. I was telling someone else, I see him playing Funky Kong. That's more his vibe. Like, he didn't give me Donkey Kong. And you know, Donkey Kong don't even have to say much. So, and I'm not even trying to put in the way that saying that Seth does the most, but he kind of does do the most sometimes. And it's just like, even with his laugh, the signature laugh, you're like not even thinking that this is DK anymore. You're just like, okay, no, this is just Seth Rogen just having fun. Not bad, but I understand. I'm more excited for his performance in Ninja Turtles. Now, one thing I didn't enjoy as much as I wanted to was the score. Nintendo is just known for their great game soundtracks, but the jazzy modernization of certain theme songs was corny. I wasn't feeling that. Not a huge deal breaker, but let those timeless themes hit like they still do. The sound effects, I will say that they're great, but yeah. As soon as the themes came on for certain characters, scenes, and environments, I was just like, okay, that was cool, but you, like the, it felt over-engineered, and I'm gonna leave it at that. The film is filled with Easter eggs and surprises, of course. I think they provided a good balance of not doing too much for the first modern film in this universe, which ultimately leaves opportunities for the Nintendo franchise as a whole. Now for my rating. No drum roll needed. Overall, I'm going to rate this a 3.5 out of 5. I would definitely recommend seeing it in theaters for the visual appeal. And if you have little ones, of course, you can take them too, I guess, but it's not required. You will have a great time watching it, but it really isn't as strong as Sonic. And I was more apprehensive about that movie, but they really did that. It's still a lot of fun, though. The pacing was pretty fast at an hour and 32 minutes. That's not a bad thing at all, but it just makes parts that were stretched out seem awkward and unnecessary, while other scenes felt rushed. And it's Mario. There's only so much you can jam into the first film for building out Nintendo Cinematic Universe at this point. Understood. But at the same time, looking forward to what comes next for sure. Not like they're busy doing what they should be when it comes to next-gen console and games. All the blatant shade, because nobody asked for an OLED Switch. Shout out to those of you who fell for that, because nah. Aside from leaving your thoughts about the movie, I want to know what your favorite Mario game is. I'll leave that in the discussion section, because there are way too many to name. For me, Super Mario 3 is my top choice for the real ones. Followed by All-Stars, which is a compilation for Super Nintendo that included the original Super Mario Brothers, the Lost Levels, 2 and 3. That's for the really, 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 really real ones. And now I gotta confess, I'm not a fan of New Super Mario at all. Like, ooh. It just doesn't feel the same. Not that it should, but heavy on the meh. Like, yeah, I can't get with them. They're fun to watch, but other than that, as far as having that appeal and me wanting to go back, continue to play the game until I beat it, and being that interested in it, nah. Well, there's always Mario Kart. Y'all continue to support Nintendo's bread and butter. Be sure to connect with us using the Spotify poll and Q&A sections, leaving your thoughts about the Super Mario Brothers movie and your rating. You can also do so on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or verbalvibemode.com. Or leave us a voicemail using Anchor. All links are in the description box. Peace.